Good afternoon. This is Lake Effect Weekend on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. The Milwaukee community is still in disbelief after a four-alarm fire sent Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church up in flames Tuesday afternoon. The church was built in 1878 and is one of the oldest in Milwaukee. Deputy Fire Chief Dave Votsis says heating tools placed on nearby scaffolding may have started the fire. He estimates damage to the church's contents and structures at around $17 million.
Trinity was among a number of historic churches in Milwaukee that held a special place in the city's culture. WUWM's Taryn Powell spoke with Kevin Abing of the Milwaukee County Historical Society. Abing says churches in Milwaukee have always been a monument to those who built them.
Churches, especially back in the 19th and early 20th centuries, they were really focal points of different neighborhoods. For the most part, congregations took it upon themselves to, you know, build these houses of worship because, I mean, you know, the churches were parts of the most important moments in their lives, you know, births and deaths and marriages. And, you know, and I'm thinking, I guess the one that immediately comes to mind is like St. Josephat's, the Polish community on the south side. Literally, they volunteered their labor and monetary support, and they actually built it. And I mean, it took a long time before it was completed, but they did the whole thing. And I mean, other churches like Trinity Lutheran or St. James Episcopal on West Wisconsin and St. John's the Cathedral on the east side. I mean, all of those churches and old St. Mary's on the east side, they were really just focal points of people's everyday lives. And they really believed that they were important enough to build these monuments, and that's what they really considered these buildings to be, or, you know, were monuments. So, they made them very elaborate, very ornate, and they were definitely landmarks within Milwaukee.
So if we were looking at Milwaukee skyline in the late 19th century, were most of the tallest buildings churches in those days?
Oh, yeah, I would say so. I mean, you had some buildings, you know, like City Hall, of course, and some of the two train depots, the Milwaukee Road Depot and the Chicago Northwestern. I mean, they definitely had tall towers. But I'd say by and large, yeah, the church steeples, I mean, you could see them all around the Milwaukee skyline.
And when these churches were built in the late 19th century, do you think people anticipated that they'd still be standing hundreds of years later?
Well, I mean, I don't know if that was their, you know, what their vision was, but I think it was certainly part of their hopes anyway. These buildings, I mean, you know, like I said, they were monuments, you know, and keystones of people's lives, and I'm sure that they built them with the hope that they were going to be around for a long time, so that they could continue to be a part of people's lives for generations to come.
So Trinity was over 100 years old. How many churches like that? Like, how many have survived and are even still in use?
Well, I mean, that's I think the key part is how many are still in use, at least by the original congregations. I would say not too many. I mean, you know, like Old St. Mary's and St. John's Cathedral, St. Stanislaus on the south side, some of the Episcopal churches on the east side. There are several that have been around for 100-plus years, but there are some, you know, where the demographics of the neighborhood have changed and the congregation has changed. But I think some of them have, I believe, have been readapted, you know, to other denominations or for other purposes and that kind of. So at least the buildings are still, you know, being utilized, but maybe not so much for its original purpose.
For the churches that are still standing, with the ways they were built architecturally, even in their locations, what stories do they tell about old Milwaukee?
Certainly, it's an indication of how important, you know, religion was to people's lives back then. because, you know, they put so much time and effort and money into these buildings. Like I said, it's a definite reflection on what they meant to people and to the community. It was a really big deal when a new church was being built, and people took so much pride in the work that went into these buildings. It really showed. So it was definitely a huge deal to these people, and you know, they wanted to show how much a part of Milwaukee's history it was.
And finally, Kevin, Trinity Lutheran surely was considered one of those staples in Milwaukee history, and as you were saying, one of those buildings people took pride in. What do you think the impact could be on the Milwaukee community if Trinity can't recover from the fire?
Well, boy, that's hard to say, because from what I understand, Trinity's, the congregation has been, shrinking somewhat. So, as far as the congregation itself, I mean, it's a huge loss, and whether or not, it'll be rebuilt, it's questionable. But it's not just a loss for them, but it's a loss for the city, because, I mean, it was a historic landmark. It just really, it was almost like a punch to the gut to see it just go up in flames like that. So there's a definite hole in the city landscape and historic memory now that, I don't know if it'll be filled.
Milwaukee County Historical Society's Kevin Abing spoke with WUWM's Taryn Powell about the history of churches in Milwaukee. You'll find more coverage of the fire at Trinity Lutheran at WUWM.com.